Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores, please?
Adam Felber has the lead with 4 points. Tom Beaudet has 3. Amy Dickinson has 2.
Amy, are you all right with that? Should I call Dr. Phil?
I really wish I'd read the paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too late now. Amy, okay. You're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. After fourth place showings in both Iowa and New Hampshire, Democratic candidate blank ended his presidential campaign.
Bill Richardson.
Right. On Thursday, U.S. bombers and fighters deployed one of the biggest airstrikes of the war in blank.
Afghanistan.
No, Iraq. The other one. Stocks rose Thursday after Ben Bernanke said the Federal Reserve is ready to blank to prevent a recession.
Cut rates?
Cut interest rates. The first man to climb Mount Everest, blank, died Thursday at the age of 88. Sir Edmund Hillary died, yes. Intruders breaking into a Boston pet store were scared off before they could get into the building by blank.
A cockatiel.
Yes.
Oh!
Broken up, a bird.
Really? Was that your guess?
Rhonda. Or the parrot, but you were close enough.
Oh, my gosh.
No,
that was a total guess. I love cockatiel.
What's a species between friends? In one of his first shows since reaching a deal to allow his writers to return to work, blank shaved his beard on the air Monday night.
Letterman.
Right. The president of the Maldives was saved from an assassination attempt by a blank.
A Boy Scout.
Yes, who grabbed the attacker's knife. Because of the cold snap, residents of South Florida had to be on the alert for blanks.
Frosty Bits.
No. Iguanas falling from trees.
No.
It's a little-known eighth sign of the apocalypse. It's raining iguanas.
Not dead iguanas either.
No, live ones. A severe temperature plunge forced the lizards into the reptile version of hibernation. So they all go to sleep, and then they tumble out of the trees where they normally live, falling onto passersby.
I hate it when that happens.
That's why iguana moms are always saying, sleep on the top side of the branch.
Exactly.
But well, those kids don't listen.
And wear clean underwear.
Yeah.
One veterinarian said, one sweet lady called because she was so worried after seeing an iguana fall out of her tree. We told her not to take it into the house. It was a big one, maybe 5 feet.
Oh.
But you know how people are. When it woke up, she couldn't understand why it seemed to be coming after her. She couldn't get it to leave.
It was like a bad date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was just rooting through her refrigerator. Carl, how did Amy do in our quiz?
Amy had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. She now has 14 points, and Amy has the lead.
Well done, Amy. All right. Tom, you're in second place. Here we go. Fill in the blank. Because of the writer's strike, the ceremony for the blanks has been canceled and winners will be announced in a press conference.
The Golden Globes.
Right. John Kerry endorsed blank for president on Thursday.
Obama.
Right. On Wednesday, a federal judge rejected calls for a separate inquiry into the CIA's destruction of blank.
The interrogation videos.
Right. According to CNN, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg will decide by March whether or not he will blank.
Run for president.
Right. A man who drove his car into a light pole in Wenatchee, Washington, blamed his accident on a blank.
A frozen iguana falling from a tree.
No. A pterodactyl.
I think I would have went with the iguanas.
Yeah. Saying, in one skinny mini monstrosity after another, this pouty woman can really wreck him. Mr. Blackwell named blank the worst dressed celebrity of 2007.
Skinny mini.
Oh, this is one of those names when you say it, I'm going to go, who? Jennifer Lopez.
No, Victoria Beckham, former Posh Spice.
Who?
Posh Spice.
No, actually, I knew who that was.
Goose Gossage was announced Tuesday as the newest member of the blank.
Spice Girls.
No. Baseball Hall of Fame. After he drunkenly drove his pickup truck into a Burleson, Texas home, police arrested a driver named blank.
This is a pretty specific question.
Yes, I'm asking the name of the driver.
Yeah. Frank R. Caldwell.
No.
Just to tossing a name out there.
The driver was named Brian Scott Moron. And we hate to add to what this guy's been going through since we presume kindergarten, but police quickly apprehended the obviously intoxicated moron and gave him sobriety tests, which he failed.
It. Moron, you're coming with me.
The arresting officer said that the 20-year-old moron had a blood alcohol level of more than twice the legal limit. which is just stupid. Carl, how did Tom do on our quiz?
Tom had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. He now has 11 points, but Amy still has the lead with 14.
All right. How many, then, does Adam need to win?
Adam needs 5 to tie, 6 to win outright.
There you go, Adam. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. States in the Midwest were hit hard by a line of 14 blanks.
Tornadoes.
Right. A leader of the Pakistan People's Party said that Pakistan's intelligence service is the, quote, number one accused in the assassination of blank.
Bhutto.
Right. Attendance at the San Francisco Zoo is up in the weeks following December's deadly blank attack.
Tiger.
Right. The Indian company Tata unveiled the Nano, a $2,500 blank.
Tata.
No. Car. Car. Oh. The victims of Hurricane Katrina are suing the federal government for over blank dollars.
A trillion.
No, 3 quadrillion.
Oh.
One guy filed a $3 quadrillion lawsuit. 3 days after the end of the season, Joe Gibbs announced that he was resigning as the coach of the blanks.
Washington Redskins.
Right, LSU beat Ohio State for the championship of college blank.
Football.
Right, when police in Hawaii told Ellis Cleveland he was suspected of robbing 4 banks, he allegedly responded by saying blank.
4? Hell! Don't you mean 6?
Oh, you're so close. I should give it to you. He said, 4, I didn't do 4. I only did 3.
Oh.
He said. That intense police questioning was just too much for him. After he slipped up and admitting to robbing 3 banks, he quickly covered by saying, quote, it doesn't matter because I'm not talking to you guys. I want a lawyer. Cleveland was charged with the 3 bank robberies and 1 attempted robbery instead of 4 robberies because one of his attempts failed because his stick-up note was so illegible that 3 different tellers couldn't read it.
Forget it. I'm not telling you about the body in my basement until you get me a lawyer.
Carl, did Adam do well enough to win?
He needed at least 5 to tie, but Adam had 6
correct
answers.
Oh, my goodness.
So with 12 more points, Adam now has 16 points, and he's this week's champion.
Wow.
Well done.
I gotta say, the pollsters are stunned. The pollsters, all of them, consistently have predicted Roxanne Roberts would win this week's show.
Yeah, because I heard them outside. They were going, do you think Adam Felber will win or Roxanne Roberts?